This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Farmers are looking into ways to lower costs and create new revenue opportunities, and they may have another option through sustainability programs tied to nitrogen efficiency, cover crops, and regenerative soybean production. Nutrient Sally Fliss will join us shortly and says these programs are designed to help Iowa growers get paid for practices that can also improve long-term management decisions. We'll hear from her next.
Doing business with GrowMark is easy. GrowMark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. GrowMark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, GrowMark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at GrowMark.com.
Nutrient Sally Fliss says its Farm Smart programs offer Iowa growers payment opportunities in both corn and soybean systems through conservation and nitrogen management practices.
Yeah, so we've got multiple offers out on the ground for growers in Iowa around corn or soybeans where growers can get paid for doing different sustainability practices. They fall under our Farm Smart umbrella, and so we've got a nitrogen management program for growers where they can work with us to reduce their nitrogen application rate through use of other products or tools that we have available. And then they actually get paid for the tons of emission reductions that they achieve from the practices that they implement in the field. Our other program is with Bunge, and that is working with soybeans around cover crops, no-till, nutrient management to produce regenerative beans that can be sold to downstream customers that are using the soybean oil or the soybean meal.
She adds that another option helps corn growers reduce nitrogen rates by using management tools and other products, while another with Bunge focuses on regenerative soybean using practices like cover crops, no-till, and nutrient management.
It costs something to do it. If nothing else, even in the nitrogen management program, it's a change in what they're doing every year, and there's a risk there to making a change in your management practices. Growers can reach out to their local branch locations, or they can reach out to myself and the Sustainable Ag team, and we'll help connect them with the right parts of the organization to get enrolled.
The enrollment process does require a solid set of field records, but it centers on management information growers should already be collecting through the crop year.
The enrollment process is pretty simple. It is a pretty intensive amount of data that's collected in order for us to generate the outcomes that the downstream customers want to purchase. But it's nothing that you shouldn't be looking at anyway, so we record every pass that happens in that field from the day after the previous crop was harvested through the day of the target crop being harvested. So planting, fertilization, pesticide applications, if there's any tillage, and then harvest and yield data. So it's all management data that can bring you value.
That same field level data could become even more valuable as farmers and ethanol plants wait for final details on the 45Z clean fuel production credits.
Yeah, so we're waiting, as everyone is, on the government to issue all their final rulings, but we're getting prepared to figure out what is the data that we need to collect to help the growers calculate the CI score and what's that chain of custody to the ethanol plant to help bring the value back to the grower as the program starts to become available this summer, hopefully.
Fliss says that the big focus now is making sure that the right data collection systems are in place so farmers can capture carbon intensity value once 45Z guidance is finalized. For Iowa growers already using practices like cover crops, reduced tillage, and nitrogen efficiency tools, that could open another revenue stream tied directly to ethanol demand and low carbon fuel markets. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.